This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, 'cause I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, 'cause of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I am so thankful to be here today with you. It is just a magnificent day. And, you know, no matter where you are in your life, there are things that hit us, you know, that just kind of can bring us down. And there's things that might just hit us from broadside us and not, you don't even know they're there. So today I have two special guests with me today. So if you are struggling in your marriage, if you have issues from your childhood that maybe you didn't, I don't know, you didn't really pay attention to, or you just kind of shuffled it under the rug and you thought that you could just maintain and keep going, those things keep coming back and it's getting to the root of the problem. And so this couple is just so kind and nice, and I've known them for a long time, and we can talk a little bit about all of that. But I'm very excited about having them on the show. So who are they? Ooh, it's exciting. It's James and Terry Kraft. So I'm going to give you a little bio just so you kind of know a little bit. You can get to know them a little bit right here, right now. James and Terry Kraft are the founders and directors of the Novus Project, an organization focused on bringing training and awareness to churches, schools, and colleges regarding the devastating effects of pornography and media misuse upon individuals, marriages, and society at large. They recently authored a book entitled Exposed, which chronicles their harrowing yet beautiful journey of recovery and restoration through the devastating impact of sexual addiction and marriage betrayal in each of their own unique perspectives. James and Terry travel and speak not only for the Novus Project, but are also part of the ministry and speaking teams for Pure Desire Ministries International, where they help deliver a message of truth, hope, and vulnerability to organizations, leaders, and pastors regarding the real and present danger of sexual addiction to the health of our society. They reside in Southern California with their three beautiful daughters. Welcome both of you here today.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Very good to be here.
It's great to be here.
It's been a while since I've seen you guys, and a lot has happened, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Lots of life.
Little background is, you know, my son, I talk about my son Tyson. He's now 33. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yes. And James was the minister that actually baptized my son in a lake. And I just get teary-eyed every time because we'd been praying for this for years and years and years, and all of a sudden we're at a lake, and I decided to let my boat be there to be used for God's glory and to have fun. And so we did. And at that lake, James, we were around the campfire. I'll never forget it. And he asked the guys and the girls if they were interested in receiving the Lord. And I could not believe my eyes, but there my son's arm, just my hand, his hand went up. And my heart just jumped. And it was like, oh, my gosh, I was so excited. I could hardly. But I did. I maintained. I just kept quiet and went, this is so wonderful. And so the next morning they were going to have where they were going to baptize in the lake. Right? I have the picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And James asked me, he goes, Sue, do you want to come up and help me with this? And I went, I can do that? I was so excited.
Yeah.
And I have that picture with the boat in the background. It's just one of the most amazing pictures ever.
I love it.
That was
a special day.
Yeah, it was a very special day.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that's happened. So I'm just going to let you talk about this because this is something that I've actually had something, you know, I've experienced a little bit of this, not even knowing that I was experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what the devil does is he comes, you know, not as this roaring lion, right? He comes kind of quietly and he sneaks sometimes through the back door. And those secrets we have, whether they're right now or things that have happened way in the past, cause us to not experience the fullness of God because it traps us somehow.
Yeah.
So talk about that. Tell us about this.
Well, first of all, I'd love to start with just by giving some glory to God that we're here today.
Yes.
It is a miracle that we are here. And I know there's probably some listeners who are like us who can say we have a big T testimony and are so thankful to the Lord for that. But I know there's also some listeners who are probably thinking, I'm in the middle of it and I'm hurting. I've been devastated. I'm in the waiting period. And so I just want to encourage those listeners as well that God is faithful, and whatever the story turns out like, whether it's like ours where we walk in unity, but there's healing no matter what. Mm-hmm. So that's the bottom
Amen
line.
To that.
And our story really, our story and what's come out of that is really a story that is the message is that there is hope and that you are not alone. And really that's it,
yeah.
Is that, you know, oftentimes in life, the behaviors and the things that come out of that place that cause us to do the things that are so far from the will of God for us come out of that place of hopelessness, come out of that place of shame and feeling as if we're all alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to start with that to preface that as we begin. Our story is the representation of the fragility of the human condition.
Yeah.
But it's also the most incredible also representation of the grace and power of our Lord and Savior to heal and restore.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, no matter what you call yourself or what title you possess, what you've done in the open and what you've done in the dark of the night, He is able.
That's right.
And so that's really what our story is about and what our organization has really come out of in our attempts to start bringing awareness to this. There's so many people.
Yeah.
So,
exciting.
Well, it goes back to many years ago.
I know, and I want to hear.
Well, you know, as we look at one is our marriage had to go through cycles and of healing, but the cause of this, the devastation that took place, was my woundedness in my life as a child and all the way through life, never dealing with this woundedness. So I didn't know how to deal with it because no one showed me how to deal with woundedness. No one ever showed me how to deal with the brokenness inside. So I just said, yeah, toughen up, and then you learn how to cope with it. Well, my coping mechanism, I never did drugs because they were illegal, and I grew up in an evangelical Christian home. So this is what the Bible says. You do what the Bible says. Well, but then you go into private, and I had a private drug rather than, you know, cocaine or crack or whatever, all that kind of stuff out there. Mine was pornography. And I was introduced to it at a very young age, and most people are in this world. 70% of men in our world today here in America are addicted to pornography. 86% of young men, 15 to 27, are addicted. And the stat is really crazy when it goes to saying 50% of our pastors across the nation are, you know, are addicted to pornography.
Very sad statistic.
Well, exactly. And they, you know, the statistic, if you go in beyond that, they're spending more time. Those who are addicted to pornography are spending more time looking at porn than they are reading their Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we understand, well, where's the church today? Well, we've got struggles here because we're not dealing with the issue. I never dealt with my issue, you know, and it just continued to create a higher sense of shame in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God placed me in ministry opportunities with my wife, and I would minister together. We were in youth ministry, and everything we did was fruitful. A lot of people came to Christ, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of people were healed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were called to ministry, and
mm-hmm.
and our youth group was 1,000 kids coming on a Wednesday night, as Tyson would have been a part of.
Yes, it was growing all the time. So the message right there is that God uses us no matter where we are. Even in our brokenness, He uses us. So don't think that you can't be used until you get fixed, because that's not the truth.
No.
The truth is we can be used right where we are right now. So that's
yeah.
a good message, but
it
that
sure
doesn't
is.
Mean we don't work on our
that's
own
right.
situation
that's
and our
right.
own issues, because
exactly.
we need to get the freedom and the healing
yeah.
that
right.
God wants us to have so bad.
Yes.
Well, and that part of that healing process is to be in environments of healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was never in that environment of vulnerability, honesty, because if I share this information with
mm-hmm.
somebody,
that secret,
they're going to judge me, reject
mm-hmm.
me, push me away.
Mm-hmm.
So I never said anything.
Right.
I just kept it a secret.
Right.
But that secret then was like cancer to my soul.
Yes.
And it started eating away at who I was. Eventually, it really started to cut away at the fibers of my character and who I was with integrity. It ultimately led me into an affair
mm-hmm.
as a person and in betrayal to my wife. And then in that, I thought, well, I'll just take this to my grave. I'll just run this to my grave, hide this deep, dark secret. You can't do that. You
mm-hmm.
can't outrun your sin. God
That's
loves
right.
you so much. He's not going to let you do that. But I thought I could because I was a control freak. mm-hmm. and I love to control my environments and my mm-hmm. life, and mm-hmm. and I wouldn't want my wife to be hurt by this, so I would just drive this into my grave. And God says, no, James, I'm going to allow you to be exposed. Not just exposed by your sin, but I'm going to expose the other side as well. There's a two-sided exposure. One, the sin, but I'm also going to expose the truth so that you understand how to walk in this truth. And so God allowed Terry and I to walk through that process. It didn't happen until we moved to Hawaii to go.
I remember that.
Pastor. Yeah, we were invited to go and pastor to take over our denomination's largest church.
So that isn't why you moved.
Well,
I was kind of thinking that was.
You know what? There's a part of me, I think it was, get out, and if you can hide and go somewhere away from your experience mm-hmm. and everything else you've done here, mm-hmm. let's go and start new.
Okay.
Was it to run away from that situation? I think it was just to go start new.
I see.
And also, I always was living my life in this way. The next thing, the next biggest thing or bigger thing was affirmation that I was good, that mm-hmm. I was loved. And so for me to take a church that was bigger to go and experience something greater with greater influence meant that I was doing okay, mm-hmm. which was a lie that I bought into mm-hmm. throughout my life. And so it wasn't only that, but it was James is trying to create who he was. So.
You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And thank you, San Diegans, and all the way up the coast, south, north, everywhere, and on the internet. We're all over the world. So it's very exciting to be here with you today. If you're tuning in and you want to share this, which I would suggest you do so, it's only going to get better from here. Go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And when you go there, there are 6 years worth of podcasts. You can look this up by name, by date, by subject matter, and you'll be able to share this. And I'm really hoping you do. Connect with me on there also, would you? Just connect, give me your information. And if you have a prayer request, please send it. I read them all myself and I will respond. All right? Thank you for that. So right back at you, James and Terry. Let's just continue on. So we've talked a little bit about the background of your story, but really, is there more on the background of the story?
Well, I think, honestly, what's really great about, and we did chronicle this in our book, Exposed, we really both came to the realization that we were both in a place of woundedness, that we were both broken. And it's easy to point fingers when you've mm-hmm. been hurt. And so I know that, to being on the receiving end of this kind of confession, and obviously the ripple effect of James's past decisions did, even, for the people within the church, it hurts people. Mm-hmm. Oh, how could this happen? And it starts to, have that ripple effect. And that's when the beauty and the grace of God just comes in, and you realize, wow, He is really who He says He is, and we're all so grateful to that. But we both realized that we both had a healing journey, and so I realized within seconds that, Lord, I don't know where to go from here, but You're going to have to show me. And the Lord just really profoundly spoke to my heart that. That He wanted me to walk this out with James. Now, He never gave me revelation that I would be married to James at the end of it. He just gave me revelation to walk with Him. And that was really good for me because I thought, Lord, okay, I can do that. I can walk with Him and I can see what You're going to do in Him, and I'm going to see what You're going to do in me. And then, Lord, let that be the place, the genesis of what You're going to do with us. And that's really what we did. We both went on a journey of healing. And what really unfolded was the fact that both of us had wounds from the past. And, the behaviors that he was involved in, I had no idea he was suffering and the things that he was dealing with the shame and the hopelessness. And he was, parts of his heart were cut off in places because of the woundedness that he had. So we were literally like two ships sailing in the night. And the Lord was so gracious because what he did was he introduced us once again to one another. But this time, as we walked through this healing process, it was as if we're two brand new people. And what we did was we went on a year healing process through Pure Desire Ministries International, Dr. Ted and Diane Roberts, and we met with them. We literally took a year, and we took a year sabbatical. We sold everything we had except our house, and we moved into a little apartment. Our house was being rented, and we did this. And so people are thinking, wow, what did you do? Well, We did some entrepreneurial things to help, supplement our income, but we literally spent 4 to 6 hours a day We would walk, we'd talk, we'd do our devotions. We had the transformational process, not only with the Lord spiritually, but also with, a clinical process with them. And we learned about our behavior patterns and what lies we'd bought into and how we walked through that. It was great because we learned how to be honest and vulnerable. We learned what grace was, and I can remember the day I told James, I said, I'll show you grace. I'll give you grace, which grace has been given me, because mm-hmm. there is no way, you know, I could not humanly produce this kind of grace.
Gotcha.
So I had to receive this grace first.
Right.
So I had to connect with that grace. But I will give you grace, what has been given to me, I'll give unto you, but you have to meet me with truth. And he was so 100% into it. He was like, I'll do whatever it takes. And it was hardcore, excruciatingly difficult recovery. And so I can see why a lot of people don't make it, because it's really hard, but it's worth it.
And the
it's
reassurances, all the step of the way is the reassurances yes. of I need to be reassured. So go over that again. You know, what happened? Where were you? Blah, blah, blah. All that stuff happens.
Yes.
Because you have to be reassured.
Yes.
For a period of time.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's a process of regaining trust.
Right.
And that process really is very slow and very messy. It's not easy. It's not calculated. What it is it's, I would see God start to reformulate the pulverized pieces of his life. And I'd see him form the pulverized pieces of mine. And then all of a sudden I was like, Lord, I can trust you. And then we'd talk honestly. And then I realized, okay, well, I can trust you with a little tiny piece here and a little tiny piece there. And with the covering of great accountability and really good help, that's how we walk through it. Like trust is the outcome that, you know, of what we walk through. But honestly, it's the vehicle. Is really walking in truth and vulnerability.
So communication is key here.
Absolutely.
And being totally honest, not only with each other, but yourself.
Yes.
You have to be totally clear on what you're feeling, and you have to be in touch with what you're feeling at all times. And then Absolutely. You vocalize that, and that's where healing can happen, because you feel understood and you're understanding the other, and it just causes this intimacy that you cannot have any other way.
That's right.
Yeah,
I know, because I've experienced this.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's an amazing thing.
It is.
And for you guys to make it, because you're right, not everybody does.
That's right.
And so, you know, you have to be devoted to each other, and you have to be devoted and trust your God.
Yeah.
Okay, because God can see you through. And you're right, God had to give you the grace.
Yeah.
He did.
Because how could you find that on your own?
No. Well, and most guys would think this and think, I am not going to be that touchy-feely kind of guy. Because that shows it's a sign of weakness for a man.
Isn't that
sad? I'm going to not do this because I don't want to open that box up of what's broken inside. Because mm-hmm. men in our society today, there is an image and an expectation of what men are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's contrary to what God has designed us to be. We're called to be open, transparent, and honest. We're called to identify the weakness in us, because isn't that where God called us? He says, you know what, that we are weak, but he is strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we have to identify that. When you're able to identify, then you realize I'm not in control of my life. I'm going to be submitted to the control that God has in my life. And then I'll live it out from that point on. When it came down to this process, I had to realize, James, you are so out of control. And when you're out of control, that's when you finally let it release it all. You got to release. And that's what Terry said. When I was in, I was in. I lived this life for so long. It didn't, you know, 98% of my life, I was a Boy Scout. I told the truth, everything. I did everything by the books. But there's only 2% that I held so dark and deep inside my life, because I was so afraid of what people might think of that. So I protected that at all cost. And so in doing that, it pushed everybody away. I isolated, and the enemy got me.
I think mm-hmm. there's so many people that this message, you know, it's so real and so close. Now, it's up to each individual whether they're willing to take that step and to be vulnerable and let that secret out, you know, because not everybody will.
No.
But as long as we hold on to that 2% that you're talking about, it's 2% where you don't have the total freedom. You can't experience all
That's
God
right.
has for you.
That's right.
And Absolutely. So how important is that?
Yeah.
And
that is like amazing.
Any person who feels as if they can And we realized this pretty early on, but it really manifested in a big way as we walked out with our family. Is any person who feels like they can kind of nurse a secret wound or a secret sin on their own and think that it doesn't affect everyone, they're completely deceived. And, you know, bless their heart, I'm sure they don't mean to hurt people. Most people don't mean to hurt people, but it does. And so that's why it's really the right thing to be, you know, in a place of honesty before the Lord.
I'm thinking about your children because, you know, your children were going through this right along with you.
Yes.
What was happening with them when you were taking your walks and you were going through this journey of healing? It's a family affair for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It honestly, Dr. Ted would tell us, this is a family systems issue. And so oftentimes when couples are faced with this kind of situation, one of the spouses would say, you fix your stuff and come back when you're ready. And he said, that doesn't work. And I was like, you know what? I want to be healed too. So I'm all in too. So for us, we were completely in. But our girls were in, not necessarily because they chose to, but because of proximity, right?
Right.
But they had to watch it. And it actually solidified their faith. You know, as well, because it was a miracle happening. So we were walking when they were at school. We were crying. We were honest. I mean, they knew.
Well, they saw Dad and Mom walk through this, but they saw Dad, who had this image of strength and stability in his whole life, broke down, repent ongoingly, and they saw a new Dad come out. I had to. So they saw the heart of God lived out through Mom and Dad through this healing process.
Yeah.
So you're fearing the worst, and blessings came out of faithfulness of going through the fire. You basically had to walk through the fire.
Yeah,
through it, not around
it. So what a message that is to everyone.
It is.
You know, it's, wow, how encouraging and inspiring this story is. So we're halfway through the show. So listen, don't go away. You stick with us now. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show right after this brief break.
Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
If you own or run a small business, here's some straight talk. No hype about how you can save up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on health benefits, business insurance, and HR issues. A company named Simpolicy can provide A to Z services for your employees to save you countless extra hours of work. Dealing with benefits, workers' comp, human resources, and business insurance. And they can save you money, improving your bottom line by helping with employee management. How much money? Just log on to simpolicy.com and quickly fill in your employee census. Simpolicy will analyze your info and suggest ways to improve your employee benefits while reducing expenses so you can run your business and let Simpolicy do the drudge work. Find out more at simpolicy.com. That's simpolicy.com. Or call 888-980-8150, 888-980-8150, 888-980-8150. Simpolicy, your small business resource, a sister company to Montage Insurance Solutions.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring the show. And Simpolicy, thank you so much. It's a new sponsor for the show. And, you know, we just need those sponsors. So if you know anybody that'd like to sponsor the show and advertise on our show, or if you'd like to be a guest and you have a story, we all do. If you have a story that would be inspiring and encouraging, please contact SueFreeze.com. Connect with me, okay? So moving right along, we're talking to James and Terry Kraft, and they wrote a book called Exposed. And we are talking about a marriage that basically could have crumbled very easily with all the things that went through, and they are talking about the healing process and the journey that they've taken, and it is inspiring, it's encouraging. So I have a question, and it has to do with pornography. Now, I'm just going to say this right out front. There's a lot of people that are probably listening that are saying, oh, what's the big deal? We're just looking. We're not touching. And I've heard that. I've heard that close to my neighborhood. And there is a very serious thing there, isn't there? So, James, sure, I'm just going to let you expound upon that.
Well, that's one of the biggest lies of the enemy, because the Word of God is very clear. It says whenever you look upon a woman or another person with intentions of that, you know, you're having – it's the same thing as adultery. And so if the Word of God is that clear about it, it's an issue. Now, that's a spiritual concept of what we look at, and we read the Word, and we understand that spiritual truth. But if we want to look at the neurological the perspective as well, it's changing your brain. And so, you know, science now has finally caught up with what Scripture is saying, you know, and so Apostle Paul is very clear. It talks about transforming your mind. Jesus was the greatest psychologist that ever walked on this earth, okay? So when he talked about things, he was talking about the brain as we process. Now, when you look at pornography, what it starts to do, it starts to trigger things, and it starts to create neuropathways in your brain. So whenever a person would have a struggle, a tension point, a stressor, a rejection, so on and so forth, it's like a drug. And what you do is if repetitive use, it starts to create this like neuropathway or highway in your brain. So when you go into an experience that's rough or tough, you go back and your brain just kicks in and you engage in that pornographic, because what it does, it triggers something in your prefrontal cortex. I know I sound so smart.
Scientific.
Right now. I'm going to say it. All right. And then what happens, your limbic system kicks off, and then it shuts down off of you, and you don't make choices that are wise, that are intelligent, because you're not thinking clearly the way God has called us to think clearly. Mm-hmm. And so then all of a sudden you use pornography as this drug, just like cocaine would or heroin, and then it shoots off this dopamine response throughout your brain, and it takes you out of the norm and puts you into someone's fantasy, and so that you're not dealing with the issues. Well, that's what people are doing. And people do this with other addictions, but this pornography is so, it has such an addictive potency that it transforms a person's mind and how they think, how they relate. And a guy like myself, who I've been a Christian my whole life, you know, and I had these expectations of you're going to follow Christ, James, and you're going to do what's right. And so when you do this and you know the Word of God is saying it's wrong, but you never realize what it's doing to your brain, and so they all go hand in hand, then what happens is you go deeper, deeper, and deeper into this hole of shame, and you realize there's no way I'm going to tell anybody about this. So you isolate, and God never intended for us to live in isolation. You know, Ecclesiastes is clear. It says two are better than one. Mm-hmm. Why does it say that? It's because we're not called to live life alone. We're called to live life together, just like Terry and I have. but I'm also to have that with other men. And that was a no-no in my life. I would never be that vulnerable with another man, because if so, they would be able to call me out. Because, see,
right.
I didn't want to show my weakness. I didn't want to show that James has some vulnerability to himself, so I kept it at a distance. I would show vulnerability to a point, but then I would say, not any further. And so this addiction to pornography, and there's a debate in the scientific world. Is there addiction? Is there not? It is. I can say it, because it was something of a repetitive pattern in my life that I used to cope with my struggles. But pornography is not the real issue. Sex is not the issue. What it is, it's the symptom. I look at my arm, and if there's a wound on my arm, that's the symptom of an internal issue in my life. And so there might be an infection that's going on inside my body that's coming out of this wound. That's what pornography is. So we have to really understand, is sex or is pornography really the issue? It's the brokenness in a person's life. There's a deep woundedness in a person's life that comes out through that, or might come out through eating disorders, come out through heroin addiction, or whatever it is. It's dealing with the brokenness inside, and that's what I had to come to grips with. And it didn't want to at first, because it meant that I was actually broken.
Yeah. And it's and now that we travel around and speak, and you know, we work with many different couples that are really walking through a process like this, it's just everywhere. I mean, it really is. And it's interesting, because people, again, think, oh, it's no big deal. It's everybody's mm-hmm. doing it. Mm-hmm. And again, one of the reasons why we and a group of great people from our area started the Novus Project was because we realized the next generation does not have a chance unless we decide to do something about it. Because if this many families and this many couples are dealing with this, and very few people are really understanding the depth of what it can do, that we've got to do something for the next generation. Honestly, you know, men who are and women who are involved in, you know, repeatedly, you know, viewing pornography and going in having, you know, the kind of repetitive behavior, it puts them in a place of like almost 300% more likely to have an affair. It changes the way they view interpersonal relationships. It changes the way they view their world. So, like, you know, I have empathy toward you. Well, it changes the way that we look at people, and all of a sudden I don't look at them in an empathetic way. I look at them more as, you know, they're just objects, because it's, you start to fantasize. And so the way that people are having relationships, it's changing the way we relate. It's changing the way that we parent our children, you know, if people are involved in this. It tears marriages apart, and we understand that deeply, but there is hope, and that's our story. Is there is hope. It's super, super hard. A process addiction is not easy to come off of, because it's like coming off of cocaine with the stuff laying everywhere. Mm-hmm. Because look at our phones, look mm-hmm. at the computers, the
easy access,
the billboards, I mean it's just right there. So we as a society, we have to be able to become aware of it first, and then hopefully we can break down those barriers of shame.
You know, back in the days, I'll just use this illustration. Back in the days in the 50s, smoking was acceptable. And everybody, well, a lot of people did it. Mm-hmm. All right. You'd go to the doctor's office, right? And you'd walk in, and the receptionist is smoking a cigarette. And you're like, all right. You sit in the receptionist area, and everybody's smoking their cigarettes. You go to the doctor's office, and he's telling you have bronchitis while smoking a cigarette. It's just the way life was, until mm-hmm. science said, you know what? Let's cut open, because people are dying. What's happening here? They open the lungs. They see this black stuff all over their lungs. And they realized the damaging effect that cigarettes is having on an individual. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, a campaign came out of smoking's bad. You know, it's going to kill you if you keep living this way. So it's the same place. We're just now coming to the realization of the effects of what pornography is doing to individuals, and even the media use, social media use, that's taking place in our world today, that people are becoming addicted to understanding information, people always being connected. And then it goes beyond that to the dark side, if you want to call it that, a pornography, people would call it that. I say it that way, but I realize that people would say it's dark and it's dirty, and sin is sin. All right. And we have to understand, is anything we put before God is called idolatry. And so we try to marginalize a certain sin to say, you know what, that one is not as bad, but that one is bad. No. Anything that keeps us away from God is bad, you know, and we have to realize that. But this issue with pornography, it's destroying people's lives at the youngest of age. You know, average boy views pornography between the age of 8 and 11. You know, yeah. So we have fourth graders, third graders that are viewing hardcore pornography, and we think, well, don't talk about it because it's dirty. No, we got to talk about this because if we don't talk about it, we're raising a generation of people that their minds are going to be so messed up.
Yeah.
And you're going to think about, why is the divorce rate 80-90%? It's going to get out of control.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And we are talking to James and Terry Kraft, who are sharing their story. They're sharing their story of some things that they're not proud of and they're not happy about, but they are thankful and they have a message of healing, a message of encouragement that no matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening in your life, our Lord is our almighty healer and he is here and he's with you and all you have to do is ask him. Terry, I have a question for you is, you know, there might be wives listening and they're thinking, gosh, I don't even know. Yeah. I don't know if my husband's doing this. Mm-hmm. But our sex life could probably be better. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, there's things that are just not as intimate as I would like them to be.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them?
Yeah, well, I think honestly, you know, and in referring to, you know, what we understand through our process and some really great training that we've gotten from some extremely wonderful counselors and curriculum and different things is that honestly it really has to do with the core, the woundedness. And so you got to go back there first before you go anywhere else. You got to first deal with you and then be free and hopefully that, you know, you can pray for that for your spouse as well. But I think honestly, you know when things are off. Mm-hmm. You know when things are, you're having a difficulty with your intimacy. And I would say that for James and I, when I sat down the first counseling session that we had, I realized when everything came out and I was on the receiving end of this this confession, I realized I was devastated. But I was also there was also this place of relief. And it's really hard to understand that when I say that. But for many years, I was living with the most beautifully, wonderfully compassionate, loving, heartfelt, God-fearing man. But then there was also this side of my husband that was angry and isolated. And there was never, ever, ever anything, you know, negatively, you know, there was no physical, anything, abuse or anything. But it was just more like, honey, what's going on? Can we just talk about it? And he couldn't get there. He couldn't know how to access that. So then I just kind of started to shut off parts of my heart. So that's where our intimacy started to really divide. Mm-hmm. So by the time he was kind of driving off a cliff with the whole situation with the shame that he was feeling because of the pornography and he couldn't, you know, stop, it got him to the point where it was, you know, it was almost semi-suicidal. You know, it's like, I maybe it's just better if I'm not here anymore. I was just as far in the fact that my heart was shut off because I thought, God, maybe we just, you know, we're not going to be able to make this because what's going on? So there was intimacy issues there. So and so if you recognize we have intimacy issues, we have some things going on, and if either of you can't get there in a sense of being able to verbally communicate that in truth and honesty, then you need some third party help. You know, so we are so about counseling. And I want to just say that right up front for anybody who's listening to this. Counseling is good, you know, and pastoral counseling or whether it's, you know, that or clinical counseling therapy. It was the people that said to us, why are you feeling that way? And I was like, I don't even know why I'm feeling that way. And why is it that when that triggers you, that you run instead of stand or speak up or why is it?
And good questions.
Yes. And it started to transform some of the thought process. And I realized, wow, there's actually some deep hurt there. And I couldn't have gotten there on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even gotten there with my husband. It took somebody else kind of speaking into that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if there's any barrier and you can tell, I mean, let's just be honest. If you can sit quietly
Yes.
If you can contemplatively sit before the Lord and say there's something, even if it's a little bit off, and we can't come to it, the two of us, then we need to walk through the process.
I say, even in the termite world, don't laugh at me, but even in the termite world, I say, take care of things when they're small.
That's right.
Yeah. don't wait for things to get so out of control.
Yes.
I had a counselor once say that it's not the tragic, it's not the crisis that tears families apart.
Yeah.
It's the day-to-day things that are not resolved.
That's right.
It's those things that it's like this snowball that starts small mm-hmm. at yep. the top of the hill. And as it comes down, it gathers momentum mm-hmm. and it gets bigger and bigger yeah. and bigger.
Yeah.
So if you can visualize that, what we need to do is just call it what it is. Say, we've got an issue. Maybe you can't identify exactly what it is. Our emotions were set there for a reason. It's kind of a tool that's saying something's not right. I mm-hmm. like what she said. Something's off. Something's just not right. And that's true. So we need to ask ourselves, why did I say that? Why do I feel that way?
Yeah.
And maybe we can't figure that out on our own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But asking that question and just being aware of our body. Be aware of your emotions. Don't let them rule you, but be aware of them because yeah. they're there for a reason.
That's right.
That's right. Yes. And the Holy Spirit is constantly working and comforting and challenging and guiding. That's why he's here for us and he's walking with us. But it's easy when we are in a place of woundedness to not hear that clearly, to hear his guidance clearly. So we need to be in tune.
You know, Sue, for men or the other partner in the marriage.
I love for men. Yeah. I'd love for you to talk to the men listening to the show.
Well, I think it's important
because I think the women that are listening are going to share the show. Because they're going to want their men
they
to
are.
Listen. Because, yes. you know, us as women, we are more in tune yeah. most of the time, which is a shame.
Oh, yeah. No. You have the upgraded brain, they say.
And,
so.
Well, I don't
yeah.
know about that. But we nurture. That's our nature.
That's
is we
right.
nurture.
Yep.
But also, we want our marriage, we want yeah. our relationship to be all they can be. We yeah. want that. And I know men do too.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. I just think
that.
Women are more apt to ask the question like directions, you
well,
know, it's kind of like that.
And women are much more relational too. So
yes.
they were able to relate with one another, you know, but as a man, you know, if and I would encourage men today, if you're at a place where you think, okay, there's no way I can deal with this and, or maybe I don't have that bad of a problem. Engage in it. Just give it a percentage of your effort and allow God to do something of a miracle there. Because if I would have given myself just a foothold, you know, to say, I'm going to put my foot in that door, God would allowed
right.
great healing to take place. But I never allowed myself to put my foot in that
That's
door.
Right.
I was so afraid of what people might think of me. I was so afraid of what I might have lost. Now, you got to understand, I lost everything. I wish I could sit here today and say, I came and I confessed my sin and it all was out. No, I was exposed. I was caught, you know, and I was then brought to the place of losing everything I had except my wife and three beautiful daughters.
Most important thing.
And
yeah,
so,
that's right.
Yeah, I have a house full of girls. I love it. You know, so and God says, I'm going to spare you, but I'm going to allow you to run off the cliff, James, and I'm going to catch you. And then I'm going to bring you back and bring you to the place that I first created you to be. See, most people, a man or a woman, we don't think that way. All we think of is the crash scene. That's going to really hurt. And this rehabilitation is going to be a lot of work.
Yes.
You know, I'm sorry. It takes a lot of work to get anything you want these days.
That's right.
If you want to have an incredible, healthy life and a healthy body, you got to work at it.
That's true.
It doesn't come by eating donuts on the couch like everybody would love to do.
Right.
It takes work and discipline. See, I didn't want to put that work in discipline because I didn't know what it was going to entail. And I can tell men and women today, yes, it's going to be tough, but the payoff and the reward is heavenly.
Mm-hmm.
Because I look at my wife today, there is no filter. I'm present with her. I'm present with my daughters. Am I perfect? No. I'm still a human being, and I sin like everybody else, but it's different. My sin is not to go and betray my family or even engage in a coping mechanism. Maybe there's times I get angry or this or that. We're all sinners, right? But we're saved by grace. But I'm now able to deal with these issues. I'm able to, if I lose my temper, I sit back, I repent, first of all, to God. I repent to my daughters and my wife and say, you know, I was wrong the way I responded. But then I'm able to go and do a deeper healing of why did I get like that? Why did I respond like that?
Yeah.
And then it really builds my wife up. It builds my daughters up thinking, now that's the kind of man that I want to marry someday. And so when my kids finally gave me a new name, they called me Dad 2.0. that was one of the greatest compliments I ever received. And I still today, I want to get a plaque and hold it sometime, Dad 2.0. Because that's the man of God that I want to be and mm-hmm. want to continue
yeah.
to be in my life.
And if there are people who are listening and realize, you know, I do have a struggle or I am struggling. in whichever way, whether you've been betrayed and you feel betrayed, or you are struggling with an issue, both men and women, because the statistics are women are approaching the men in statistics. You can go to our website, jamesandterrycraft.com, and we have some resources there as well, because it, you can't stay silent anymore. You just can't do it. Because the bottom line is, and we learned this really, really quickly, whatever your kids, they learn from you, they take with them. And so if you think that it's silent and it's isolated and your whatever you're doing in your secret is not going to affect them, it will. It will come out. They'll either become that because of the patterning, or they'll marry it. And it's like, do we want that for the next generation? No. So we've got it. We've got to do our part now. And this is that's the most righteous thing that any of us can do.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm just encourage people. The road is tough, but, you know, if people even want to contact us, and we'll send encouraging messages and give advice as well. Like, hey, you can do this. You can do it.
I'm just sitting here watching both of you, and I'm inspired, and it's exciting for me to be able to be part of this, even the smidgen I am, you know, and having you on the show has been great. I'd like to have part two. Are you guys game?
That's great. We're game. Yeah. Yes.
All right. I'm loving that.
Yes. It's great to be here.
Yes. And it's great to have you here. You're listening to the Sue Free Show, and listen, I want you to share this show. Okay. There's a lot of hurting people out there. There's a lot of people that maybe have a secret, and maybe they just need to hear something like this to give them the courage to let that secret out. And you know, it's not the end. It's the beginning, a new beginning. And we want those new beginnings, because then we can be all God created us to be. The devil wants us to stay silent. He wants us to be isolated. He wants us to not get the help we need and have the love we need and the freedom that truth brings. And so we want that, don't we, today? We want that. So we want to share this show with other people. This book is all about that. It's two perspectives, which is really kind of interesting. And really, how ingenious was that? That's like so great. The book, you flip it over and you read it from two different. It's really cool. You got to get this book. Anyway, so go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com if you can't remember anything else. And then you can connect with them on their website. And I would love that. So we don't have much time left. So what would you like to say to those listening?
Well, in 30 seconds, I guess, I would love to say, join us. That's what I would like to say, is just simply do what's needed in your life. And, you know, when you feel like you can, and if you can now, join us with the novusproject.org. We're taking the message into schools. We're going to lay our lives down for the next generation.
You know, I would want to say to people that there is hope.
Yeah.
And you're not alone. This is not something that the enemy can, his ultimate plan doesn't have to destroy your life. God's ultimate plan is to bring hope and a future for your life. You just got to open your life to it.
That's right.
Please connect with me on SueFreeze.com so that we can be together. God bless. Yay.
I'm holding to the. This has been the Sue Free Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects.
Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.